as Monk slowly fades into the background. This is Kirsten sitting in for Brutal Brunch. I know those of you who tune in at this time expect Brutal Brunch. Instead, this morning we will have a jazz brunch. So again, this is Kirsten. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And so this morning we are going to have a little bit, as I mentioned, a jazz brunch. Starting out the morning with Monk, Blue Monk. Thank you to my nephew Rob for giving me that beautiful album, and I've been playing it quite a bit, so I thought I would bring it into the station and share with all of you. I also was organizing my jazz CDs at home and thought I would share my spoils. So we are going to start out with some jazz guitar, then go into some jazz saxophone, some female vocalists, and see how the morning goes. And then at 9 o'clock, you will hear Mike on the mic. So with that, we will continue with some jazz guitar from the immortal Charlie Christian.
Thank you. Thank you. imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yes, pet adoption or pet fostering is where it's at. Anyone who knows me knows that I tend to have a puppy or two at my house through Greater Dog Rescue of New England, and this week will be no exception. The other really great thing in life is jazz. So we're continuing with our jazz brunch, and I guess brunch is also a really great thing. My personal favorite meal of the day or the week. So we started with Blue Monk and then went into some jazz guitar, Charlie Christian. So that was off of the immortal Charlie Christian. And who is playing with him? But Thelonious Monk. So that was All the Things. Following that, Grant Green, Idle Moments. And that was a really beautiful, long song. And I just feel like Idle Moments puts you in a meditative place. It's really a treat to be able to listen to jazz at that length. And that song is no exception. Following that was Kenny Burrell, Midnight Blue. And we will now go into some jazz saxophone, starting with some Sonny Rollins and also another kind of long meditative song. So that'll be a treat. And then, of course, there'll be some John Coltrane and Ornette Coleman. I'm not sure I'll get to everything that I brought into the station, but I certainly will try and end this hour with a Sarah Vaughan. But in the meantime, let's get into some Sonny Rollins.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was our jazz saxophone set, and let's see, what was I doing? I started out with Sonny Rollins, Moritat, and again, that was kind of a nice long piece. It's really nice to get into that meditative jazz place, followed by John Coltrane, Like Someone in Love, Ornette Coleman, maybe a little challenging for first thing in the morning, but you know, that kind of discordance, whatever, you're going to just have to go with the flow, I guess. Ending with Stan Getz and J.J. Johnson from Stan Getz and J.J. Johnson at the Opera House. It never entered my mind. And I'm not going to chatter much because I'm going to put on some Sarah Vaughan like I promised and maybe hopefully have enough time for one last song by Astrid Gilberto. Mike on the mic is in the station, and good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to set him up with a mic so we can talk about our plan for next week. So here's some Sarah Vaughan.
You're not the kind of a boy for a girl like me. Just a song and a dance, you're a symphony. I thought that you never would doubt me, but I'm telling you, you'd be much better off without me. You're just the kind of a boy who would always play fair. I'm just the kind of a girl who would never be fair. It's so hard to let you go, but it's only because I know that you're not the kind of a boy for a girl like me.
girl like me.
I'm just a song and a dance, you're a symphony. I thought that you never would doubt me, but I'm telling you, you'd be much better off without me. You're just the kind of a boy who will always play fair. I'm just the kind of a girl who would never be square. It's so hard to let you go, but it's only because I know that you're not the kind of a boy. You're not the kind of a boy. You're not the kind of a boy for a girl like me.
So that was Sarah Vaughan. She says, you know, she says, you're not the kind for me. But then she says, I'm not going to be square. So what's she trying to say anyway?
What is she trying to say? I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of early in the morning to think about it.
Isn't it? I feel like upside down.
I know.
Because usually I'm ending and you're starting.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting you back for that April 1st Fool's Day joke when you said you're not coming in because there's a snowstorm, and I kept thinking you were going to come in and take over.
Was I that good to do it on April 1st? I don't remember.
It was April 1st. It was a snowstorm.
Yeah, so no wonder you thought I wasn't coming in.
I know. I kept thinking, this is a joke. But next week, we're going to join forces and do an interview together.
Yeah, we're going to have the Jackals back in, who you and I saw, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, at the Burin.
CD release party. It was stupendous.
They filled the house. There was standing room only. And I know that because
we were standing. they're really special, though. I mean, so yeah, obviously I'm here 9 to 11, so maybe what are we going to do between the 10 and 11 hour or 10:30 to 11:30, something like that.
We haven't figured out the details, but I'm sure
Schmeetails,
it'll work
out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Schmeetails. Yeah, who
you
needs?
You know, don't get lost in the whatever. There's some...
Yeah, we don't need to.
Yeah. So what have you got planned for today?
Lots of new noise, lots of free form from anywhere and everywhere, and at 10 a.m.-ish, George Ward's